From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to our program. Thank you for joining with me again around the Word of God. John chapter 4 and the verses 31 to 38 will occupy our thoughts today as we continue our study in the Gospel of John. Just before I play a very lovely hymn, Bringing in the Sheaves, let me tell you about our evening program at 9 o'clock tonight. I will play the final extract of the sermon that is presently on offer, When God's Law is Outlawed, What Then? We have sent out a number of these tapes to listeners who have sent us requests for them. I will also be continuing our study of the duty of the Christian to witness for Christ. That study is entitled Concern for the Unconcerned. Tonight, our study will take us to John chapter 5 and the verse 23. Will you join me at 9 o'clock? Now back to our hymn. It's sung for us by the men and women of the Stithians Choir, and it fits right in with the words of Christ in our study portion in John chapter 4 today. Here's the hymn. Turning now to John, the chapter 4, and the verses 31 to 38, taking up again our study of the Saviour and the sinful woman of Samaria. The Lord has revealed who He is to this woman, and she immediately sets out for Samaria to tell her neighbours of her meeting with the Christ. While this is happening, there is an opportunity for the Saviour to speak to His disciples, who have just returned having obtained foodstuff for the apostolic band. Now please note the disciples' concern for Christ. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. Verse 31. Their concern does indicate that they were occupied with food and bodily sustenance while the Lord Jesus was dealing with matters on a higher level. There is a proper place for a concern for the more mundane aspects of life, but we must never as Christians forget that the main thrust of God's work is in the realm of the soul and not the body. The disciples seem to have been utterly blind to the nature of the meeting between their master and this woman. We noted in an earlier program that the disciples marveled that he talked with this woman, verse 27. It does not seem to have occurred to them that he was speaking to her about eternal and spiritual matters. Surely that was the chief purpose of Christ's ministry. What is surprising about the Redeemer speaking to a lost sinner about salvation? Paul the Apostle said, For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14, verse 17. Let us ever be aware of the spiritual nature of Christ's kingdom and the need thereof to give proper prominence and priority to the needs of our souls. Secondly, the Savior's answer further displays the preoccupation of the disciples with earthly things. When the Savior responds to the disciples by saying, I have meat to eat that ye know not of, verse 32, they immediately interpret his words in a physical sense. They respond by asking, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? How divergent may be the thoughts and words of Christ from that of his people. The Lord said through his prophet Isaiah, For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, verse 9. May the Lord enable us to set our affection on the things above, and not to dwell on the things of the earth. The Savior's response to the disciples should be noted. I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Verse 32. He was speaking of a spiritual nourishment that his soul received in doing good to poor sinners, in carrying out his Father's will. That was as food and drink to him. He enlarges upon this matter in verse 34. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Job said in ancient times, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Job 23, verse 12. Christ went further than Job, and considered not just the words of his Father, but the work of his Father, to be the food of his soul. It is the absence of such delighting in spiritual nourishment that accounts for the weak and emaciated state of the people of God and the work of the Lord today. May all Christians share in the Savior's appetite for such nourishment. May our hunger and thirst for the advancing of the cause of Christ prompt us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33. Finally, consider the Savior's call to look upon the gospel harvest fields. What a view the Savior had of the world around him. I say unto you, Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. Verse 35. While the harvest of the earthly fields may have been 4 months away, the harvest of souls was ripe and ready. men, even Christians, calculate time in the light of their earthly duties and activities. Christ measured it in the light of eternal matters. Note that there are wages to be earned in laboring for God. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Verse 36. Let none think that the Saviour is here saying that we enter heaven as a reward for labours done for him. That is plainly not the meaning of his words. We do not become the servants of God by labouring for him, but we labour for Christ because we are his servants. Labour for the Saviour does not make us his servants, but marks us out as his servants. The reward spoken of is not entrance into heaven, but the bestowal of the well done of Christ and the enjoying of a crown of glory when we get to heaven. Peter tells us of this crown in 1 Peter chapter 5 and the verse 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. That reward awaits the faithful laborer in heaven. Again, listen to Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Let it be noted in closing that not everyone does the same work in Christ's harvest fields. And herein is that saying true, one soweth, and another reapeth. I send you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labour. Other men laboured, and ye are entered into their labours. Verses 37 and 38. Be content, dear Christian, to do what you can to sow the seed of the kingdom of God, to draw a soul to Christ by your prayers and by your witnessing, and a reward awaits you in heaven for such labor. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with me then. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.